My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, the AL and NLCS continue. Tonight, just the NLCS. That'll be the Dodgers and the Mets series tied at a game apiece. Game three, 7:08, first pitch. The series is in New York. Tomorrow, we'll get a pair of games. It'll be game three of the ALCS, where the Yankees have taken a 2-0 lead. They'll go to Cleveland for the first time of the series. Aaron Judge, though,
a pretty impressive home run.
Woke him up a little bit. They woke him up. That's a problem for the Guardians. I think that gets them going now after the home run last night. Guardians are obviously in some trouble, down 2-0. Game four of the Dodgers-Mets series will be tomorrow as well. But it sure seems like we're at least headed towards the Yankees being in the World Series.
Yeah. Yankees-Dodgers. Yeah. No. Yeah. It will not make me feel better about the Royals season if they lose to the eventual champion just because they lost to the best team. I just wish they would have beaten them instead. Next up on What's Trending, Rays Tropicana Field is unlikely to be ready for MLB opening day in 2025 after the hurricane damage that destroyed its roof, that according to multiple reports. They would open the season on March 27th of next year. With not being ready, they don't know where they're going to play baseball yet. I think there are two obvious answers. One is hilarious, and I think it'd be amazing of Oakland just be like, hey, the Coliseum's available. Come on down. Problem is, that's a long flight between a lot of divisional games. They're probably going to do that. Nashville. Find the AAA stadium in Nashville. Find a stadium that will host you there. That would seem like a likely thing. The only problem is they don't have a major league stadium. A lot of times they end up just sharing.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing either of those two, man. I think depending on... Now, look, if it's an all-season thing, maybe. Otherwise, they're in Florida. You know what's in Florida?
Spring training facility.
Their own spring training facility and a bunch of other spring training facilities. I understand it's not meant for 30,000 people, but...
No, it's meant for like 12.
I could see them do that. If it's all year, maybe they need a more permanent solution. But, you know, Nashville and Portland, these cities want MLB teams. The only city that actually has an MLB stadium already built and ready to go is Oakland.
I just don't think,
because as you said, the travel issue when they're playing the Baltimore Orioles in that division and the Blue Jays.
50 of their games are on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's a problem,
that's
man.
That's not great.
You know, that's a big problem. Next up on What's Trending, Cam Akers, who's been with the Texans, is returning to the Vikings. A trade went down in the NFL yesterday, the one that nobody's talking about. Everybody was focused in on Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams, but also the Vikings acquired running back Cam Akers for the second time in 12 months, this time from the Texans in exchange for a conditional 2026 draft pick. If you look at the history, Cam Akers started a couple games this year because Joe Mixon got hurt. Including against the Vikings in week three when he rushed 9 times for 21 yards. But Cam Akers gives him some depth. Aaron Jones a little banged up right now in Minnesota, so makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him for doing that. We talked about that as being a possibility for Kansas City if, Kareem Hunt didn't come off the street. Like, who are the players off of other? We mentioned Cam Akers at the time because he seemed like an extra body on someone's roster. I don't blame the Texans for doing it. Next up on What's Trending, injury news, at least on this. Cole Kmet is the first long snapper in league history to be named special teams. I'm sorry, not Cole Kmet.
Cole Kmet's because he got two touchdowns. He's not offensive player of the week. He's special teams because he had to come in for the backup.
Which is ludicrous in its own right, but good for him, at least for getting special teams play of the week. Also, other NFL news, Malik Nabers is in a red jersey today at practice as he recovers from his concussion. Yeah. They're hoping he'll progress tomorrow for a chance to play against the Eagles on Sunday.
Like 3 weeks if he doesn't play on Sunday.
Yeah. I kind of thought he might come back the first week. They had a 10-day layoff on a Thursday night game. He's still not ready to play.
Obviously going
to
be cautious with him. Darius Slayton, who we've mentioned for Kansas City, has stepped up nicely in his absence. So has Wandale Robinson. But Malik Nabers is, of course, a game changer. And Giants are playing.
They just played the Bengals.
Philly, right? Who are they playing Sunday?
Philly?
Is it Philly?
I don't know. I thought it was Philly. I just said Philly.
I think you're right.
I might have been wrong.
No, I think you're right. Okay. I think it is Philly.
Is the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's the spread in that? Do we know? Eagles are favorites, I'm assuming, right?
I mean, even though it's in New York, I would assume
not by much, though, probably. Like, I don't think it should be by much. Neither team's playing all that great. That's something I'll let you check in. Don't forget, What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. One other note I'll pass on, that betting show returns tonight, 6 o'clock, new time, new day. Obviously, haven't had the live betting shows because of the Royals and our Royals coverage, but we're back, baby. We're back live tonight, 6 o'clock, right after the drive, right here on 96.5 The Fan. And hopefully we'll be full go after that, although next Wednesday, full disclosure, we'll be traveling. So we'll not be live next week, but we're live tonight.
We're back for now. We'll see how long it lasts. We'll talk, Eagles are 3 points favorites.
Okay. We'll talk about that game, I'm sure. We'll talk about the Chiefs and Niners, Thursday Night Football, MVP markets, all things betting coming up 6 to 7 here on 96.5.
Is Thursday Night Football good this week?
It is depends by what line. The Broncos and Saints. So no?
There's no logic in which that's a good game. What's the logic?
It's a great game to bet, you know? It's a great game to bet.
What's otherwise, the argument for that's a good game?
It's just a great game to bet because otherwise it's a terrible game, you know?
Not even like...
Yeah, it's Saints-Broncos in New Orleans, I believe. Yeah.
Not even mildly interested in
the
that
game. Denver Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. The total for the game, 36.5.
Tell you what. Lot of duds in the NFL this weekend, per usual, but there are three or four. Wait, really,
Texans Packers is.
I was going to say there are three or four really good ones.
Lions Vikings.
Lions Vikings is huge. Obviously, Texans Packers, as you had previously mentioned. I think 49ers Chiefs should probably be in that conversation.
I mean, Jets Steelers. What do you mean? There's Baltimore Tampa. It's not that bad.
No, I'm just like, you know, Jets Steelers.
Sunday Night Football. First Devontae Adams game, maybe, like all that. It's intriguing. Come on now, the train wreck that is the Jets. I want to see who Aaron Rodgers is going to blame next.
They're saying Devontae
Adams. Who's getting traded and fired after they lose Sunday night to the Steelers?
Man, I need Charchon because I need him to tell me whether or not I should be starting Devontae Adams in fantasy.
I don't know if I trust
over Ladd McConkey in a PPR league. I'm going to ask him just specifically about my league.
Sounds like you're just in a bad spot, man.
What do you mean? I have Devontae Smith and Tank Dell also starting in that PPR league. Yeah. I would like to be eventually starting Devontae Adams, but I don't feel like I want to start him in week one.
Thanks to those of you that are in our guillotine league, we move on. Our coding gold guillotine league.
How long? Drew's been knocked out for 2 months.
since week two.
Can't think of the last time.
We do have our listener guillotine league.
I still have the free wings from last year, so I'm all right.
Congrats to...
Oh, you did win it. I tried to dunk on you. That's the same as people trying to dunk on the Chiefs. It doesn't work as well, though.
He did win
last
year.
He's still the champion.
He did win
last
year.
You got to wait at least a year to make fun of
him. No, congrats to those that are hanging around. What are we... let's see. We're down... Who got chopped this week? Tomahawk Tua got chopped.
Okay. Good to know. My team has got some bye week issues.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, going back to the Rays situation, obviously, really terrible spot with the hurricane for everybody that lives in that area and baseball secondary. But for that baseball team, who has plans to get a brand new stadium, it's just obviously not anywhere near close to being done. I don't know if they've broken ground yet. So they are going to have to play elsewhere. A lot of people saying, hey, 7 to 10,000 is kind of what they were drawing anyway. So maybe the training camp or the spring training facility is going to be fine.
Sure. And if you put it that way, fair enough.
I want to talk about Tom Brady for a second. So Well, there's a lot there, isn't there? Two things in particular. One, Tom Brady is now part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
And a pretty good size part, like 10%.
I think that's the percentage. Him and also Richard Seymour, another former Patriot. part of the Raiders organization now. Tom Brady's broadcast career is impacted by that because he's not allowed to go to production meetings and things like that, which I think makes him a worse broadcaster, but whatever. The other part that's interesting is there's a radio host over in New England, who said that he's told Tom Brady's first task, if you will, as being part of the ownership group, is to find out by the time of the end of the season if Bill Belichick would have interest in coaching the Raiders. That's a report from
A
radio host in New England.
How good of a radio host?
Is it Kirk Minahe or whatever his name is?
He's been around a while.
So it's one report. It also makes sense, does it not? Like, why would you not check to see if he has interest in coaching your team if you're the Raiders? And I understand they currently employ a head coach. His name is Antonio Pierce, but I think you got to at least find out. If there's anybody that could convince Belichick, I think it would be Brady. Everybody thinks the relationship is so bad. I don't think so.
I get it. The biggest issue. Okay, so there's two things that always worry me about Belichick and I think are fair. One is that he has never been successful at all gold without a capable quarterback. Do you think that there's a capable quarterback on the roster in Las Vegas? Gardner Minshew.
They have a top five pick.
O'Connell.
Yeah. Top five pick, probably.
Now they had that with, I can't remember his name now. That can't be good.
Who?
Mac Jones. That didn't exactly work out.
Yeah.
The last time they took a first round quarterback. And the other part is just like, how much organizational operation do you want from the drafting perspective? Just as long as Bill Belichick is done being a general manager, I'm all in. I'd hire him tomorrow if I were a lot of teams, just as long as he concedes being a general manager. But I'd be more interested if I had a stable quarterback situation. I don't think he can just make any quarterback work. I think most coaches can't, but I think he has been in a position now that the demands he makes upon teams and the way he demands that of teams, you can do if you're winning, if you're consistently winning, if you have a quarterback who can win. I actually think that this is part of the reason they have failed. Not just that Bill Belichick's plan doesn't work.
No, you can't draft.
That you can't. You have to have the position. You have to be a winning team to demand that of your team. Andy can demand whatever he wants of his team. They're winners. Eric Bieniemy worked here because they won. You can demand different things of winning organizations. If it's going to be a few years, then Bill Belichick doesn't work.
Well, and as we said, I mean, this Bill Belichick is one thing to convince him to coach the Raiders in particular, and Tom Brady maybe has an ability to do that. Does he want to coach period again? All jokes aside, but like his life seems pretty good right now. He's making a lot of money just doing the media stuff. Got to be way less stress for him right now. He's dating, a 23-year-old. Seems like he's enjoying that quite a bit. Like all that. Now, there's a report, from early in the season that from ESPN that Belichick would like to return to coaching, but it's mid-October now. He's now doing the media thing. He's pretty good at it, actually, even though that kind of stuff always is funny to me when you were like a complete a-hole in the media at times and didn't want to talk to him, and then and now he's part of the media. Whatever, that's just life. But Belichick coaching, and does he want to? Would you want to coach again if you're Belichick? You can chase being the winningest coach of all time. That's
okay.
The question.
So the argument, maybe things have changed because it's been 6 months since he did it, and he does seem to be enjoying the broadcasting end, at least from this end. But this is the question that people used to ask about Eric Bieniemy. Does he even want to be a head coach? I'm like, what do you think? He's just taking these head coaching interviews for fun?
Oh, it's not. I disagree with the comparison altogether.
Bill Belichick took several head coaching interviews or interview meetings last year. He wants to be a head coach. Why else did he take the meeting?
I just disagree. I get what you're saying. I disagree with the comp a little bit only because when that people were saying that, it was ridiculous because EB was employed by a team at the same time. So obviously he likes coaching and he was interviewing. We're now talking about someone that's stepping away for a year.
But it's not like he's been out of a job for 10 years.
No, but it'll be a year by the time the coaching cycle starts. That's why. And now he's got another career going on and the girlfriend thing, I think, matters a little bit here.
The girlfriend thing?
I mean,
you're dismissing my theory and we're throwing in the girlfriend?
Is he not dating a 23-year-old?
Yeah. Well, she won't move to Las Vegas.
I'm just saying, I don't think he can be dating a 23-year-old while he's the head coach of an NFL team.
He was married for 30 years while he was the head coach of an NFL team.
Yeah, point proven, married. I don't believe 60, 71-year-old, whatever his age is, Bill Belichick, dating a 23-year-old while he's coaching I don't think he will give his attention to that, meaning like he'll dump her if he gets a head coaching job.
Well, that's up to his. He was married for a long time, and I imagine.
So the question is, how much does he enjoy life with the 23-year-old?
I think honestly, I think that it's an apt comparison. I understand the flaws, and they are not apples to apples. They are not a direct comparison. But if he didn't want to coach, just 6 months ago, less than that, he was taking meetings.
That's all he knew.
Meeting with teams.
He didn't know what life was like after football. Like,
yeah, I'm not saying it couldn't have changed. I'm not saying there's no way in which it couldn't, but I think it's just as likely, if not more likely, that the man who spent his entire life around football has stayed around football, albeit from a broadcasting perspective, not a coaching perspective, would want to stay in that. I know some guys just never went back to it.
Yeah.
Some guys never went back to it because there was no more opportunities. Some guys didn't go back to it because they didn't want to go back.
Let's think about the openings. There's a very good chance the Cowboys are going to open up. There's a very good chance the Giants are going to open up. There's a pretty good chance the Eagles job opens up. And the Raiders one, I don't know what to make of the Antonio Pierce situation. If they knew
he's
they
got
could
extra
get
cash now,
if
Tom Brady gave him
if
some.
They knew they could get Belichick, they would fire Pierce. But otherwise, I could see Pierce maybe staying around for a year. I don't know. So those are the potential openings. And if you're Belichick, one, do you want to coach? That's the question you and I don't know the answer to. But then, oh no, he just trashed Woody Johnson on Manning Cast the other night or whatever. Okay. There's no way he's working with the Jets.
You were talking about potential openings.
Yeah, the Jets. Yeah, you're right. That will be an opening. But no, I think the Jets are 100% off the table. Rival in the division he coached against,
a team he coached against.
And yeah, he has comment about Woody Johnson the other day. Basically, it was like they should not have fired Saleh. Typical owner getting in the way. Like he was calling it. So.
Oh, not all ownership.
Yeah.
Maybe that actually to me is more convincing me he doesn't want to coach than the other things. If you just start bashing like owners stink, he wasn't real kind to Kraft on the way out the door, and now he's hitting up 2 out of 32. There aren't that many NFL owners.
The exact quote.
He's taken down, you know, two of them.
The exact quote was, "It seemed quite early to me to be making a coaching change." Yeah, that was what Manning said. And he says, and then Belichick responds, "Yeah, well, look, that's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. They barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. The owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim." That's what he said. So I don't think the Jets, Cody.
I think that one's off the table.
We'll see, man. That, you know, this Belichick story is only going to heat up as we get later in the year and when it becomes more and more real about who's getting fired and openings. But that's one host in New England suggesting that he's told Tom Brady, now that he's part owner, even if it's a small part, that his first task, if you will be to find out, do you have interest, Belichick, in coaching the Las Vegas Raiders?
Man, he really wants him to be the GM. Just promote his ass, I guess. He wants him to find him a new quarterback. He wants to find him a new coach. That's the general manager's job.
The Las Vegas Patriots.
By the way,
that's what we're getting
that
to.
That is the two most important jobs a general manager does. That's number one and number two, then draft. Number one is quarterback. Number two is coach. Number three is draft. He's asking Tom Brady to do the number one and number two most important jobs. Hell, I'll be the GM for the Raiders. Sounds like it's an easy gig. All I got to do is scout. That's it. I have to do two-thirds of the work.
You just got to pick a quarterback in like the seventh round, like Aiden O'Connell, and sign a guy.
I'm saying right now, if I'm the GM, we're taking quarterbacks.
You can be the Raiders GM, Cody. Believe me.
We're taking a quarterback every.
It's possible.
Well, we'd win the same amount of Super Bowls over the last 30 years. I can guarantee you that.
Real quick, before we get to random question of the day, this is what Clark Hunt had to say just a couple minutes ago with some media availability, owner of the Chiefs, of course, on Tom Brady now being part of the ownership family with the Raiders.
Well, we certainly talked about the subject of him being an owner as well as a broadcaster, and the commissioner, after consulting with many owners, decided that the right step to take was to limit his participation in the production meetings, and that was enough to get everybody comfortable with the dual roles. So it did pass unanimously, everybody, yesterday, so I think everybody felt very comfortable with that.
There wasn't going to be one single owner that voted no on Tom Brady.
Have they ever not passed something unanimously?
Usually it's one of those deals, like they don't bring it to a vote. This happens even in like politics sometimes. Like unless they think they have the vote, they don't bring it to the floor kind of thing. That's what happened here, I think.
I thought we had a no politics policy on this. No, now you're bringing
it was
up.
It was a good comparison. I say so myself.
Now you're bringing up the floor.
Let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
Maybe we hear from Clark on a stadium update. For you, Gold. Yep. For you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. We'd love you to subscribe us. Subscribe, like, whatever, comment, the normal stuff you do over on the social media channels. We know it's asking a lot to do it, but we'd appreciate it. Question I have for you is, what's my next move? I was waiting a few days to see if it would resolve itself.
Okay.
I have worked back since I was rehired at Odyssey Incorporated. I've been here for 5 years. For five consecutive years, I have parked in the exact same parking spot. For all 5 years, every single day I've been employed here.
Can you provide some more context, though, what's also unique about that?
It is on the side of the building versus the front of the building?
That we got an email 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that said, you're not to park where Cody parks. And yet, who still parks there?
Me.
You.
Anyway, and a few other members of KMBZ.
Anyway.
For the last 3 days, someone, I believe someone over at KMBZ, but I'm not confirmed. I don't know that that's her car, has been parking in my spot before I get here. All 3 days. After 5 years of doing it, do I confront the person individually? Do I show up at 3 a.m. to take the spot back, asserting my dominance?
Park behind him.
Park behind him so he has to ask me to move my car?
Then you find out who it is.
What's the next move in getting my parking spot back? Does it matter that I park one over or two over?
No.
Maybe not, but that's my 5 years, man. Do you park in the same spot every time?
Give or take the same area.
Same area.
I don't care enough about that.
Five years. It's not a convenient spot. It's not like I'm not asking for a better spot than others. It's on the side of the building. You know, it's on the back way to the side of the building.
Everybody else pretty much parks in the front. You just think you're so special. You got to park on this. You're the only person who parks on the side of the building, except for this guy or gal, whoever. We don't know who it is. So I would say two things. You can either just park right next to him. Just park a little close next to him and see.
I'm making a comfortable line.
Or you get here to work. Get to work earlier, man. Get to work earlier.
Earlier? I already get here pretty early.
Get here earlier.
What if this person gets? I don't know what time KMBZ.
Well, if they're here before you, then it's his spot, man. Damn. He comes to work earlier. It's his spot.
Someone says slash his tires. I can't do that. Someone says put a boot on it. Go buy one of those boots from Steam Room. Put it on there.
I think you need to go.
What about a cone?
Find out who it is.
What if I got a cone and put a cone in that spot and then removed it before I came back?
When you leave today.
Is his car already gone right now?
By the time I get to my car, his car is gone. So obviously a morning.
So you're
going to
put up cones tonight.
Yes.
And hope that he doesn't move them.
Correct.
My guess is he won't. And then what, you're going to move the cones every day?
What if I just paint the spot with my name on it?
That's even worse.
That's worse?
What is this?
You're
going
to paint your own parking spot?
You're a senior in high school, Cody? Is that what this is?
Our high school didn't do that, so I guess this would be that opportunity.
There are many, many open spots in our parking lot. Just park where everybody else parks.
This sounds like a Johnson County Karen.
Well, yeah, kind of.
I'm not saying it's a serious problem. There are bigger world issues, but I take this to the people sometimes.
Call up Jay Southland Tow Service.
Someone says it's not a saved seat.
Says get the car towed.
Drew, do you park in the same spot every time?
No, I park in the same area. Generally, it's the same 3-4 spots because nobody else parks where I park.
Drew
basically parks
in like a row or two behind everybody.
Yeah.
Neither one of you park and just like, you know, just go with the normal flow of parking.
But hold on.
You guys act like you both drive Ferraris. It's like, nobody touched my car.
I was driving a 10-year-old Jetta before my new car.
Hang on a second. I park in the front of the building. Cody parks on the side of the building where literally person parks.
Okay, so part of this is just
with
like
everybody
habit.
Else. I'm just a little bit further away.
Before I had left the first time when I was initially employed here, more of us used to park over there. Binkley used to park over there. Ryan Witkowski used to park over there. A number of people I associated with, we all parked on that side of the building.
But they're not here now. And we got an email that said for safety reasons, you're not supposed to park there.
But I guess I wasn't worried about my safety. So I just decided that it was fine based on that. And I'm not the only person. Sam Stevie parks over there. I think Parks over there sometimes. I'm not alone. There's a guy who's a producer on that end, you know.
Top text. You aren't Johnny Dare. He's the only one that gets a permanent spot. Who do you think you are?
I've been here 5 years.
He's been here 20. Like 30.
30? Okay.
You just need to find out. This person may not even know. That person probably has no clue that you've parked there ever. And they're just like, they started coming in a little bit earlier they're parked there.
Here's the problem I have with this is that I'm pretty sure that I think the person who's taking my spot has been employed here for 3 months. They only started taking spot 3 days ago. So every day for 3 months, they drove into the parking lot, saw a car there, the same car there, and didn't put two pieces together. And then just decided to park there?
Yes, because my guess is that person is not putting nearly as much thought into where they park as clearly you do. That's why. They just pull in and park and go to work.
If you did confront this person,
I like that spot.
If you confronted this person and they've only been here for 3 months, let's say, like, hey, you're
imagine the reputation I'm getting in this building. That's my spot.
I was going to say, if you say I'm parking in your spot, it'd be like,
send an email,
okay?
Building-wide email. Who has a blank car colored this
the
color?
Blue Hyundai.
Oh, I wasn't going to say. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't get a license plate.
I was going to say it on the air, but all right.
Someone says just don't park in Dare's spot or Bob Edwards' spot. Yeah, those two people get their spots for life. That's fair.
Good luck. Let me know how this turns out for you.
Put a sign up that says Winnetonka alumni parking only. I mean, what if they went there, though, I guess? I like how you
getting that spot back.
I like how you said, solve this for me. Like, I need your help. You wanted our take on it. So
I like to know the best approach.
Park next to them.
All right, up next, we'll get back into what Clark Hunt had to say. He was asked about the stadium stuff. I know we were talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. Where are they going to play? And joking about Cincinnati maybe adding a dome to their stadium. But Clark Hunt was asked just a few minutes ago about the Chiefs stadium situation. We're going to get to that. And what would we actually call a successful 4 or 5 year stretch now for the Royals? We'll take your calls and texts next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
On Cody and Gold.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.